Hello and welcome, all you spiritual rebels, heretics, and revolutionaries out there. My name is Lawrence Gallien, and this is The Silence of the Mind, the most direct and experiential podcast to help you attain enlightenment and self-actualization in this lifetime. We are not believers, we are experiencers. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to my channel, and thanks for listening. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe. It would mean the world to me. I do urge you to send me a Facebook invitation, and that way I will add you to my list of friends, as I regularly post interesting information for all my spiritually rebellious, heretical, and revolutionary friends. So, to today's topic, the second installment on my new method to achieve enlightenment and self-actualization. I sincerely hope that you have tried the method of going out into nature that I offered to you in the first installment in episode 13. I really want you to do this practice. I was thinking about the fact that in the last episode, I said that this is not dancing. Perhaps it is the most primal form of dance. In other words, the origin of what we know today as dance, for it is movement, bodily movement. Today, we're going to dive into the subject of form. Jack Kerouac, the famous beat author, said, "It's only through form that we can realize emptiness." Think about it. If you see a bird's nest and no eggs nor birds, you realize it is empty. You walk into a friend's apartment and look around and see no one. You call out their name and no one answers. Then in all reasonableness, you can conclude the apartment is probably empty. Your friend is not in their apartment. An empty eggshell reveals that there was once a chick inside the eggshell, but not now. It is empty. The importance of the body cannot be underestimated. Wilhelm Reich wrote in his book, Function of the Orgasm, quote, "Schizophrenia only shows to a grotesque degree a condition that characterizes man of today quite generally. The average human being of today has lost contact with his real nature, with his biological core, and experiences it as hostile and alien. He must of necessity hate anybody who tries to bring him into contact with it." Unquote. We fear nature. We human beings have nearly destroyed the earth. Many scientists say it is beyond saving and are now in the planning stages of creating spaceships that will take humanity to Earth-like planets around distant stars. Do not take it for granted that you will continue past your death. Some religions have done much damage in this regard, making people think that everyone has a soul and that we will all exist in heaven or hell after our deaths. Many people will not continue past their deaths. We suggest that you consistently work throughout your lifetimes on the creation of a coherent and integral spirit body. If your mind never turns to the spiritual in life, why do you think it will turn to the spirit in death? If you are not at home with things spiritual, why do you think you will be able to orient yourself when you are thrust into the spirit world. At best, you will be disoriented and uncomfortable. However, most people on the spiritual way do not understand the relationship between body and soul. They mistakenly think that they are two separate entities. Further, they believe that the soul exists on a higher plane than the body. The body is nothing but coalesced soul. The soul is nothing but the mystical body. People who cut themselves off from their instincts, which are their roots in Mother Earth, cannot be open channels. These people cannot channel power from the living world into manifestation on the physical realm. They are not rooted. Spirit is not different from matter. The supposed spirit-matter duality is based upon a misunderstanding of the perception of essence. Spirit is to matter as ice is to water. In other words, the same substance, but in a different state. As you admire the beauty of the intricate frost lacework on a winter windowpane, you might pause to reflect that invisible lines of force existed before the frost. The cold manifests the beauty of the lines of force. Be aware of your physical body moment to moment, not only outwardly aware, but also aware of your body from the inside. Awareness of the body teaches you to be consciously present in the now. Be aware of reality as it arises. It is the presence. The sacred remembrance of the body is one of the highest states of spirituality. You think you know what everything is, but you do not know what anything is. Leave aside all your reasoning, explanations, dogmas, and opinions. Let go of definitions. Dogen Zenji divulged the following wisdom. When we discover that the truth is already in us, we are all at once our original selves. Remember, no one ordained the Buddha. So do not be intimidated by those who say you can only receive Zen or Chan by studying face to face with a master. I recommend that you do what you love to do. Really think about it. Ask yourself, what is it that I love to do? And then go do it. Do what you love to do. In silence, there is illumination. In stillness, clarity is ever present. Until the next time, peace. If you enjoyed this show, it would mean so much to me if you subscribed to this podcast. I am not selling you anything or even asking you to donate to Patreon because I know how profoundly difficult it is for most of you with this unspeakably difficult pandemic to make ends meet. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Blessings.